Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup for here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma with Dustin Hackman from C4 Sport Fishing Tackle Shop. Boy, what, I mean, tackle talk today is just off. It's like a Richter scale.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's all good because people love talking about tackle. And time to find out what's going on, but tell them about what's going on the phones there. They're pretty packed up, right, Rick?
Well, pretty isn't the right word, and we are 100% full on phones. Everybody's excited to talk to Dustin, but there's going to be another full hour taking your call, so lots of opportunity to get through. If you want to join us, it's 213-432-1090. Again, it's 213-432-1090. That's your direct connect to talk to Dustin. You got questions, we got another full hour coming your way, or you can always send us a text. The text the show option is only available again via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's a great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Great way to hear all the archive shows. If you got some rad, you know, Dustin trick about, you know, re-rigging your assist hook and you want to go back, it's a very easy way to listen to all the past shows through that Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, the only way that you can text your question to the show, make sure you include your contact info with your text too, because if you're the lucky winner at the end of today's show, we need to call you back so we can get your prize out to you. And what a prize it is today. One lucky caller or texter, again determined by a coin flip at the end of today's show, is going to get to go fishing on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing on a full day trip. Those guys have been seeing great fishing already, and you're going to have a chance to go whenever you want, all throughout the year, a great opportunity to go fishing on one of the best boats in San Diego.
For sure, yeah. And now, one thing I mentioned is, of course, C4 Tackle, as well as Fisherman Tackle, a big Costa Sunglasses dealer, right? And the new Pro Series. So that's not new. It's kind of they've been around, but they added a couple of new styles. And my favorite, Tuna Alley, is now in the Pro Series.
That's sweet.
Dustin, that has a lot of nice little benefits on it, too, doesn't it? Yeah. They have an adjustable nose piece, sweat receptacles on the side so you're not sweating onto your sunglasses.
Pro Series is exactly what it sounds like. It's you know, the guy that's demanding the most out of performance out of their shades. That's what they set out to do. So Costa took a lot of their most popular fisherman style frames. It's, you know, you don't see it much in the lifestyle glasses. These are like the hardcore fisherman frames, and they just do things exactly like that, Pete. They adjust the, you know, guys that are going to be wearing this thing for hours on the boat. You know, you put them on the second that the sunlight cracks, and you don't take them off until it's too dark to see. It's not like, you know, a pair of glasses that you're driving with in the knot and going in or out. So maximize comfort for a long time on the water. There's a lot of there's more venting in them. Like, you know, there's vents in the nose area, there's vents in the eye area, so that the lenses don't fog while you're fishing, while you're sweating, pulling on a big fish. It's just, yeah,
super comfortable.
It's all about what it is. It's, you know, for a pro on the water that's going to be there the whole, you know, for the long haul. They made it as, you know,
they
as
designed it
they
for
can.
Fishermen.
You got it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They took a fisherman designed sunglass and then redesigned it yet again to really maximize everything.
Right.
That Pro Series is really cool.
Yeah. So check it out at your local Costa dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For like sure. C4.
And or Fisherman's Land.
Them too. Yeah.
Or East County Bait and Tackle.
Uh huh.
Yeah. They
really
got them
nice
too. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Good one. And Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey. Good morning, Pete and Ricky and Dustin. Great show listening to all you guys talking tackle and such. But, man, it's been an interesting first week of April for sure. Lots going on offshore along with this crazy weather. I mean, we've seen it all here from 50-foot visibility and dense fog to crystal clear at 100 degrees yesterday. Man, we had a potpourri of weather.
Yeah.
But you better get your fix, guys, because things are changing on the outside a little bit. That weather's coming up. Danny's got it all spelled out on the Fish Dope Report, what's happening on the weather, but it's not pretty. At the Northern Islands, Nick, Santa Barbara Island for this weekend. Not looking good for next few days. Like I said, they're getting pretty choppy for sure. At Catalina, Catalina's trying, man. Water's cleaning up, warming up, lots of bait around, lots of fin bait around, and best news is a little more squids around. You want to check with the guys on the Carnage there. They've actually got some bait on the boat there down towards Avalon. Give them a call on Channel 11. Makes it a little easier for you guys that don't have the time to go look for your own there. It'll help out fish production for sure. A few more yellows and still a sprinkle of sea bass around and all over the island, actually, front, back, east, west. Had a little bit of reports. And it's looking much better over there at Catalina on the sea bass scene. At San Clemente Island, minimal pressure this week. Little coverage this morning. And the best shot looks like it's going to be up west for those yellows that were biting. And it'll be interesting to see if they show today. And then after today, there's probably not going to be anybody there for a little bit. And they should be all over the front by now. You know, this first part of April, there's usually been good fishing for a week or two on the front. But those yellows are taking their time getting over there or getting biting one or the other. Along the coast, bass were snapping really good yesterday afternoon here along the Orange County coastline. And pay attention to the bird school guys. You know, we got warmer, cleaner water all up and down the coast, and the bird schools are starting to hold some of that great big sea bass. So you want to pay attention to that. And really good news for the guys fishing out of Newport. They finally put the bait receiver back in place with a new load of sardines there. So you guys in Newport got some bait. And then offshore, oh boy, that bluefin's been biting. We all know that. And then Danny from Fish Show just called me a few minutes ago there with the latest of the late news, breaking news. Wide open bluefin again last night, limit style fishing, 60 to 80 pounders on the knife jigs and inside of 60 miles.
That's
now, what's
so
the matter
cool.
with that, man?
That's so
crazy.
Cool, man. That's great.
Isn't that
stuff.
Crazy?
And Danny's staying on top of all that stuff.
Yeah, he does. So here's the biggest news on the horizon.
Ooh.
I'm going to be able to see the horizon here now. I had both eyes done with the cataract surgery now, so I'm excited about that.
Hey, good for you, partner.
No more glasses, right?
Nah, no more. Yeah,
wow.
I had the second one done yesterday. And for you guys that have spent too many years on the water and have some cataract issues, I got to tell you, today's surgery, it's not a surgery, it's a procedure. My surgeon said it's a very elegant procedure. It's nothing. It's a piece of cake, guys.
That's so cool.
And
good for you, man.
What happens afterwards is shocking. For those that have had cataracts for a while, I can't believe how
see,
much I
didn't
see.
The thing is, old guys have to deal with you, young guys. See,
oh, it sucks.
It's part of life on the water, though. But back to fishdope.com. Well, congratulations on that. Now you can wear that new pair of Costa sunglasses, right?
Well, yeah, I was just listening to you guys talking about the new the Tuna Alley Pro Series. I've been checking out some of the other ones.
Oh yeah,
and we got to make that big decision real soon here now.
Yeah, for sure. And a big decision to get fishdope.com. It's not a big decision. It's $169, but with the Let's Talk Hookup code, hook up now, lowercase, no space, you get $20 off. So what's that? $149 mm-hmm. for fishdope.com for
whatever it is, well worth it.
Yeah, entire year. You get everything there right at fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're in a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And phone number, it's storage area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And let me mention one thing real quick here. You know, I got guys that from time to time want to get their old fish reports mentioned and all that. Do not text or call or send me an email 3 minutes before we're going on the air, guys. It's not going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I want to know the day before so we can, first of all, verify what the hell you're talking about, and second of all, I can fit it into my little page of notes that we use to do this. So
perfect.
Good.
Anyway.
Good info.
Good stuff.
Great report, as always, Mark, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon. I love it. There's so much information compiled in such a short amount of time, and we sure appreciate you putting in all the hard work for us, Mark.
Oh, we've been doing this for, 30 years?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
I have as much fun today as we did way back when, man.
That's awesome.
It's been awesome associated with the show here. Thanks for everything, guys.
You've been a tremendous asset for us, and we sure appreciate your time and energy, for sure. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show, again, sponsored by FishDope.com. Check out that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook, including the size 2 and 4. Perfect for those finicky fish from that light wire Nautilus, the standard Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HDs. Having the ability to choose the right size circle hook can be key. With Gamakatsu, you now have the choice and the confidence that you're using the finest hooks made. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at selected tackle stores.
Now, they are in stock at both Seaforth and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, I'm guessing?
Just like Dustin said, I mean, that is a weekly changing thing, and before the season gets rolling, this
get
is the time to go get your hooks.
Get those size 2s and 4s.
Yes, I mean, they are available now, and they... I mean, Justin said it. He said exactly that. They're available now, and they likely won't be later. I mean, hopefully they will. But, man,
them while you can.
You said they don't go bad. Just get them. Get them and have them, and that way you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's continue the catch report.
Head on down
with
to
the man.
Yeah, head on down to Seaforth. Talk to Marcos. Got to see Marcos on Thursday.
Yeah.
Guys are looking good. Kicking butt in the...
Working hard.
Yeah, doing great. Marcos, good morning from Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Good morning. What was it like visiting the best tackle shop in San Diego?
Don't lie, man. It felt good. It felt good. We assessed. We were very happy with our rank, and it was pretty nice.
And we have your man here, Dustin, sitting right here with us.
And I'm sure Dustin's giving you quite the lowdown on everything I'm going to give you right now. But very good fishing. The Polaris Supreme and the Tribute both called in early this morning, and we were still getting to San Diego out this morning. They're trying to call us with starting off those day and a half limits of bluefin. I mean, the sun wasn't even up, and they were already getting those limits there. So very good fishing on those day and a half trips. Well, within that one-day range, too, so hopefully we hear more from the Pacifica and the Pacific Voyager both out there. Yeah, it's we're talking April 9th, and they're already, you know, into that bluefin. We're just talking about that, how bluefin used to be that premier fish, and not to say it's not a premier fish, but it's so nice to see so many boats have an option again that, and you don't have to, you know, spend all year to catch one bluefin. You can go out there on almost any of these trips and get into something. And we've got lots of those day and a half trips scheduled. We got one day's also scheduled. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. The Tribute, the Pacific are running the vast majority of those, but there are some other boats up there. There's some longer trips on the schedule there, too. And kind of like with that tackle you're talking about there, you know, get your reservations now because they might be there later, but there's a good chance that they won't be. If the last few seasons have been any indication, some of those trips go really quickly. And if you don't quite have the time to invest in those longer trips, those day and a half longer, and you just want to do just the full day, you still got a good shot at those yellowtail, the San Diego fishing out the islands there, getting double digits on those yellowtail quite a bit, getting some calico bass, good bottom fishing in there, and like I said, about what you'd expect on a full day trip fishing islands in April there. And the Elgato had a couple charters this week on their 5-to-5 trip, that six-side charter there. They actually got out to the bluefin grounds there. They caught some bluefin. They caught some bonito. I think they got a few yellowtail in there earlier in the week. So definitely some fish within range. I only imagine it's going to get better on all those trips. Half day, still very good fishing on the bottom there. A little bit of bass mixed in there. Haven't been able to get those yellowtail to buy it, but it's only a matter of time here. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. To make your reservation straight online there, you can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than welcome to come down, visit in person, get your tackle in the tackle shop there, and get out on the boat and catch some fish.
Great report, Marcos. Great job. And, well, you're right. It's scary how fast the reservations are going away for all of the popular boats. I mean, they're...
For everything.
For the season.
Same as tackle.
I mean, like,
get it while you can, like Marco says.
You know, just seeing the popular boats, like the amount that they're booked up throughout the year, I mean, it's a high percentage. Like, you just... And with the fish biting as good as they are now, I think that it's just the landscape has changed. You need to just kind of pick a few days later in the year, and you've got to make your reservation now, because I really do think that we're going to turn around and the next few weeks are going to go by, and you know, there is going to be a time when an open party trip just isn't available,
not for
weeks at a time.
Yeah, for sure. And hey, Marcos, we sure appreciate what you got there, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
and
Marcos.
Speaking of boats that are going to be tough to get on, Mike from the Tribute's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Yes, I got you.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
That was Marcos that hung up, not me.
Yeah, Marcos hung up on us. Well, we were done with him, so. We wanted to find out firsthand what was going on.
Yeah, what's up,
Tribute.
Buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like Marcos had said, you know, look, first thing this morning, talk to Captain Tyler, he said it was very, very good bluefin fishing, done well before daylight. And it's funny because he says now he can't get away from them. They're in the process of looking for yellowtail. They trolled by a kelp, double jig strike on the bluefin, release those, spot up. Like he said it, you know, and it's one of those things when it rains, it pours. He said it's actually inconveniencing him right now trying to find yellowtail. They can't troll. They got to look at the kelps right now before they stop on them. But, you know, you can't really ask for a whole lot more in the beginning of April. And
wow,
they got in from a one-day trip yesterday, 26 guys, caught 32 bluefin up to, I think, about 85 pounds and, I think, 34 yellowtail to go with it. So it doesn't have to be a day-and-a-half trip. We do have one-day trip scheduled every Thursday night, and everything else is day-and-a-half for right now. And even the one-day trips, and like Marcus was saying, Brian on the Elgato is catching them on full-day trips.
Yeah, it's close, right?
Crazy.
I mean, it's an easy one-day trip.
Easy one-day trip, maybe a little bit of a stretch for a full-day setup, but, you know, when you got a fast six-pack, but Brian's definitely making it work.
I love that. That is so cool, man. And like you say, it's April. It's the beginning of April, and the fishing's this good. We are in store for a real good one.
Yeah, and like you were saying earlier, and it's funny because I was talking to John and Jeff Yamati, I think, last week about it, about how this year is coming along with charter booking. You know, we're primarily an open party boat. We literally have no open dates in August for open party trips. September is right in there. Weekends are gone. Everybody's booking up in advance. You know, it's great, especially after the last couple years we had with COVID and everything else. But trying to find an open party boat out of Seaforth Landing this year on a weekend is probably going to be next to impossible. So if you have a group of guys and you want to do a charter, all of us do weekday charters, you can get all that info from Seaforth Landing. But I think a lot of guys are going to find that they can't get on a boat this year.
Yeah, like I say, get it while you can.
If you haven't booked yet, you just need to open up the calendar and with the fishing the way that it is already right now, just book a few trips, figure it out, take a Friday, take a little, workman's personal day and go fishing, man.
Yeah.
We've actually, you know, we used to try to put our schedule up about a month in advance just to try to dictate where we were going to be fishing. And this is one of the first years we've had to go up several months in advance, and we're probably going to fill in the rest of our open party trips coming up shortly just because of the demand.
Wow.
You know, I get emails on a regular basis asking what we're doing in October and November, and it's like, wow, I guess we got to really think ahead on this one.
Wow, that's
yeah,
so cool.
Crazy. I mean, you just think about it. There's only so many tickets available on so many boats throughout the season, and the demand is becoming higher than there are spots for people to go get them. So,
no kidding.
Think about it now and grab those spots so you're not the guy that's bummed throughout the season. Just know you got your three or four trips booked with your favorite boats, and away you go.
You're going to have to, because if it's short notice in August, September, maybe even July, and you're trying to find a weekend boat, if you can find a spot, there's probably something behind that, but there's probably not going to be a whole lot of it. You need to get, you know, call your landing, call your favorite boat, and book now, because I'm looking at my book right now, and we haven't had summers like this, I think, since I've owned the boat.
Wow, that's great news. And I might add, too,
people want to fish.
Go now.
Go right now.
Go right
exactly.
Now. They're biting.
That is definitely a thing. People call and ask. They say, well, what do you think the best time of the year is? And I'm looking at the fish count going, tonight?
Yeah. You want to go?
Yeah, limits for the last several trips and, like, not being able to put trollers out because you keep getting extra strikes on bluefin and you're difficult to catch yellowtail. I would say now would be
now
a pretty darn
good
time.
Yeah.
And so we're going to get a little funky weather for the next several days, but we do have room on Thursday night's one-day trip. You can call Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. Our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing, has recent pictures. We'll have pictures after this trip, but especially with this little stretch of funky weather coming up, you definitely want to try to jump on something the following week. It looks like it's going to clear up again, and I really don't see this bluefin going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, and like you say, you look at the that Thursday trip. That's when the weather clears up. Time to go fishing. Captain Mike, aboard the Tribute, we sure appreciate your participation. You're always so great about calling in from on the water with us, and we hope you can continue that with us on Let's Talk Hookup this year.
Oh, of course.
All right. We appreciate that.
You guys have a great day.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can also purchase fresh fish. You can buy the smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, that famous tuna burger, amazing poke kit, and the brand new ceviche spice. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Phones are absolutely packed up. Let's jump back into them. Talk to Mike calling us from Rosemead this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
There's too many mics out here.
Yeah, a lot of mics.
Anyway, Mike's on the mic right now. So, good morning, guys. Dustin and you, Rick, you guys work at the landings, what you do work at, and you guys can pretty much in one shape or way or form can get on any boat that you wanted to. But what's the satisfaction of owning your own personal boats? We know, Rick, what you have. But, Dustin, when I talk to Grandpa Lanny and he drives down to Seaforth there and hops on his son's boat, describe the type of boat you own and what's the satisfaction and the most gratitude you get out of owning a boat? Thank you.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, I think for all of us that run our own little boats, it's the satisfaction of the hunt, you know, and then putting people, you know, I've caught a lot of fish. I really want to catch more, but, you know, now putting my dad on a fish or putting my son on a fish or friends, you know, that there's some real satisfaction that comes in watching somebody else pull on a fish that you helped facilitate. I've got a little 21-foot center console, you know, smaller than what Rick has, but we love that little boat. It's got a dependable power on it, so I feel real safe taking people on it, and I think that's probably the most satisfactory part about running your own little operation. I think the captains in the wheelhouses feel the same way, you know. They're probably some of the best fishermen, rod and reel, in their own hands that we know, but I think the satisfaction they're getting is, you know, putting a kid that's on the boat, catching them their first fish, that kind of thing. Seeing return customers come back that are putting their time in and get to pull on something. So, on the other side, it's nice to go on a sport boat and let somebody else clean it.
That's for sure.
I was going to say the same thing. It's not a better or worse thing at all. Like, who doesn't love going with, you know, getting to let the, you know, absolute professional put you on the fish with the best technology that's not available in small boats like ours, having a cheeseburger on the ride in, having a cold one, having, you know, ample bait supply. It's definitely not a better or worse thing. It's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, advantage of having your own boat, you can go when you want.
Yeah, go when you want. You're on your own schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, I mean, we love whale watching, you know? You know, you're in the middle of tuna fishing, blue whales pop up. If you're not on the Legacy, I like driving over there on our own little boat, and we take some time and watch the whales. I mean, it's, you know, making your own itinerary is probably also right up there.
20, 30 knots isn't a bad thing either. Coming home right away. You know, there's great things to both of them.
Yeah, and there's great things to going on those sport boats for sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah, for no doubt, especially with my fuel right now.
Everything. Fuel, the platform to get to do it, the space to get
leather,
to do it, the rail, sonars and gyros and a crew of guys that are putting you on it, the fishing info that comes from a guy that's on the water every day of his life. Like, you can't beat fishing from a sport boat. The reason it's the most popular fishery in the whole world in San Diego is because we got the best platforms and people to do it.
And they get them.
No doubt, buddy.
Yeah, and there's nobody that runs in our situation, there's nobody that runs a little boat and isn't asking everybody that we know that's on a big boat, hey, what did it look like out there?
Yeah,
yesterday?
Totally.
Which direction should we go, probably? And can you give us a little pointer? I mean, there's a lot of knowledge on those big boats.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this
morning. Great call, though. That was fun.
How about that you got to drive away from kelps because you catch too many people.
I've never experienced that.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
We're ready. And they're eating the jigs
now.
Yeah,
keep the trollers in.
How about that, huh? Fantastic. We've got to love that.
So cool.
Hey, a great text here. This is Scott from El Segundo wants to know what he's going to take on a three-day trip. Dustin, what do you think?
Well, a three-day trip is fairly easy to gear up for right now. You know, it's a lot less tackle than you needed.
All right, well, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Michael. Called us from Anaheim this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, I guess we lost Michael.
Yeah, all right, no worries. How about we continue on and talk to Bruce from Lemon Grove. Bruce, we got you there this morning?
Hey, yeah, you do. Great show as usual. Luckily, got out, and I noticed everybody with the knife jigs was doing a lot better than with the flat falls. So you definitely want to pick up a couple of those if you're going to go. My question for you guys was, how many boats in the Seaforth fleet have RSWs?
Shoot, I think all of them
at this point.
Yeah,
even the half-day boats.
Even our half-day boat has a refrigerated saltwater hold. Our six-pack style boats don't have RSW. Those are the the Invader and the Elgato Dos, but they have ample cold storage for your fish. So
whether it be ice or refrigerated plates or whatever system they use.
Yeah. So everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, your fish these days comes off the boat in the best condition that it has ever come off a boat. And with the use of the processors too now, I mean, the product that you end up with is, it's never been better right now.
And going back to the other thing, too, Bruce, you'd mentioned that, you know, the knife jig was working better than the flat fall. Dustin touched on it earlier, too. There's no doubt that there has been a lot of success with those knife jigs, but they both do different things. And depending on where that fish is at in the water column might dictate when you're using one or the other. You know, a flat fall flutters and has very good action when it's going down, but doesn't get down as fast as a knife jig. And we've seen it, like, from our boats, from trip to trip, the difference. I certainly wouldn't say, you know, count your flat fall out. I mean, it became the most popular jig for a reason. They work really well. If that fish is down very deep, there's no denying the benefit of having that knife jig, but definitely don't sleep on fishing a flat fall, especially if that fish is a little higher up in the water column, you know, 100 feet down, 150 feet down. You're going to get very good, maybe even better action out of a flat fall, but the knife jig get you down very fast, keeps you from being scoped out too quickly. There's advantages to both, and I think in this day and age, like, having those two available for you is certainly right, but I wouldn't just throw the flat fall to the wind.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. Great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target. The expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The giant Captain Rollo's used tackle sale is back. Join us Saturday, April 30th at Seaforth Landing for our biggest sale ever. Doors open from 11 to 3. Come early for best selection, and we will see you there.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Dustin from Seaforth.
It's really a lot to talk about, huh?
Yeah, this
I mean,
is awesome,
are you pumped
man.
Up or what? I mean, bluefin on the I mean, I hear that's like the Mike's talking about catching bluefin. They're walking away from them in a kelp patty. Oh, we got to make sure that there's no bluefin on this so we don't catch them, right? That's a good problem.
That's a great problem.
Yeah. And we haven't heard a lot about trolling fish, too. How about how great would it be to hear the clicker going off, right?
With that said, anything on the trolling front that you're hearing from the boats at Seaforth or your private boat guys? Anything bluefin wise or new?
Okay. Cedar plugs is the least expensive option, and spreader bars just the same as last year seem to be a really good way of getting a bite and having a chance of pulling on one, but not quite as fun to deal with.
No.
Winding one in,
but very effective.
You know, put a couple spreader bars out and then a couple cedar plugs out. I think you probably don't have to do much bait. You could probably go out there without stopping at the bait barge if you really didn't have capacity on the boat or something.
Yeah.
And have a really good shot.
But with the quality of the bait that the Emmerham brothers deliver.
No, if you have the ability to carry bait, do it.
Do it.
But, you know, the trolling lures have definitely seemed to be as stereotypically. Bluefin don't eat the troll that well. They seem to have forgotten that
saying.
This spring so far.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good. Let's hope it stays that way.
Spreader bars were another thing that were impossible to find last year. Is that something that you guys have available?
Yeah, we have them available now. We have 36-inch bars, and then we have 19-inch bars that are kind of targeted more towards the smaller boat guys. And those are also directional. So you can they plane starboard, port, or center. So if you don't have outriggers or something and you want to get a little bit bigger spread and get your trolling lures outside of your wake, that's a really good option.
Okay.
That's slick.
That's a good one. Yeah, for sure. And you have those in stock?
We do.
For now.
Yep, for now.
Get them while they're hot.
What about, you know, we talked a ton about flat fall rigging, and you were saying that you guys have flat falls that are already professionally rigged by you with the appropriate hooks and the appropriate leader. What about the guy that, you know, bought his rigs, he was at PCS, or he got rigs from last year, he's got stock stuff. Can somebody come in with stock jigs and have you guys fix them up with the right parts and pieces to make them bluefin ready?
Of course, 100%. Yeah, I'd say at this point, that's probably 30% of the rigging that we're doing. You know, is we try to get all the new purchase stuff kind of ready the night before, morning of, for what's going to happen that night. We build a lot of that depending on what worked that day or the day before. And then we have a lot of guys come in that have already purchased lures from us or fishermen and need to, you know, like a bite, like a leader that might have nicks in it, or they were already really successful with it and just need to freshen it up.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to, pardon me, Rich, calling us from Bradley this morning. Hey, Rich, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thank you. Good morning. I've got a question for both maybe Rick and Justin about choices of materials for rods. When would you want to switch back and forth between maybe fiberglass, graphite, or composite?
You want that one?
I would love to hear Dustin's take.
I'd say when you're, I think we're going to, we've gotten by with getting away from fiberglass for the last 15 years because we've had advances in technology in the way we can make graphite rods, but we've also had a lack of anchovy, or at least the need to fish an anchovy. So, like, on the lighter live bait side of things, I mean, when I was real young, but, you know, this changed kind of as I started fishing, but you had to be able to cast an anchovy to get a bite or to fish albacore back in the day, and that's where a light fiberglass rod can load up and cast a smaller bait better than most fiberglass or most graphite rod that I know of. I fish a lot of graphite when it comes to the lighter inshore scene, artificials, something where you really need to set the hook, like a swim bait. Definitely freshwater fishing, finesse fishing, any of that. Anything where you really want to go with a slimmer rod, a lighter reel, braided line, and you're fishing in a non-combat scenario, graphite is great. If you're on the bow of the San Diego, you probably want to go with a fiberglass rod because you're probably not alone and you might do some sword fighting up there, and that's the benefit of a fiberglass rod is they're generally more durable.
And the casting advantage will always be to fiberglass, or will often be to fiberglass.
Yeah, I think probably a smaller person can cast further with a fiberglass rod can load itself easier than a graphite rod, right?
And it's easier to make a more perfect cast. The more graphite that you get in there, graphite's that fast recoiling material, so it wants to shoot forward quicker. And a graphite rod will have a tendency to kind of line drive your jigs on a cast, where fiberglass is nice and slow. And when it you know unloads and pushes your jig off the tip, you get that nice high arcing bend, which is what's going to really gain you your distance more than a line drive will.
Which is probably why at least at our shop, I'm sure at yours, your most popular rods have become composite rods, where you have all the benefits of graphite in the lower sections of the rod, and then maybe a foot or a foot and a half or even two where it tapers into fiberglass towards the tip. So
the other thing that composite rods do, like you say, it's lighter, and it is just a lot physically easier. It's physically easier to land a big fish with rail techniques and a rod that wants to be straight more than glass does. I mean, you can take a person who has little to no experience and then give them the coaching that happens on a, you know, like we talk from Mike or any of the guys, you know, you jump on the Tribute or, you know, you jump on the Polaris Supreme or any of the great boats at Seaforth and you hook a big bluefin with an appropriate, good, you know, two-speed reel, a Talica and a nice rail rod, graphiter type thing, that rod on the rail is going to do so much more lifting of the fish than an older, slower glass rod did, that it just flat out, it makes it easy. With a little bit of coaching and turning the handle in low gear, a composite rod is going to kill a fish pretty darn easy.
There you go. Hey, I want to throw out a big get well soon to our good buddy, Dr. Bob Blum. He was in the hospital this week, and we want you back, Bob. We need you
good
on the water.
Oh, yeah, so feel better, Bob.
Let's get better, Bob, and he's going to gear up for that big Searcher day and a half trip.
Yeah, right.
For sure. Hey, a great text via our Let's Talk Hookup app, and he wants, this is from DK in Capo Beach, he wants to know about rental gear and pricing at Seaforth Sport Fishing. Do you guys have a good contingent of rental gear for people going on trips?
Yeah, that is definitely something that we have a whole crew behind and pride ourselves in. Lots of rental gear available, all top-notch stuff. We basically make all of our own rods in-house. Custom finished, almost all by Edgar.
That's
back
so
there
rad.
In the back room. There's well over 1,000 setups in the back room for rentals, and that covers everything from half day to these three 4-day trips. It's all Shimano and Penn tackle. Everything gets fresh line every time.
Seaforth is like one of, if not the pioneer of having premium rental tackle. And the other question I got, how long has Edgar been managing the gear, the rental, because it's always been premium stuff. How long has he been the man making sure that it stays that way?
I mean, Edgar has to have wound more line
than anyone on the planet, right?
It could be. Yeah. The man sometimes works two line winders at the same time. I mean, one is stripping, one is winding, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, it's insane. The amount of monofilament that man has spun up. I mean, now everything is Spectra backed, so we're only changing top shots, but still, he's been there, it's got to be close to 25 years.
I mean, wow. I grew up fishing at Seaforth when I was a kid with my dad, and he was in charge of the gear then. And I mean, think about, you want to talk about the unsung hero, think about the amount of tackle that gets rented every night from all of the boats at Seaforth. And just, the line is always fresh. The rods are always right. The reels always work. I mean, the maintenance and the task that guy has on his shoulders of making sure everything is right, especially with the big fish arena that we're in right now, because there's premium, there's premium rods and reels that have that attention to them that need to be to go catch a 100-pounder.
Yeah, I mean, he's surrounded, that whole office staff is, I mean, I think they all do just such a great job. And Edgar is surrounded by, he's got a few key guys that do a lot of lifting for him too. But, I mean, it's definitely a team sport over there. 100%.
That's rad.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I had a great text that I wanted to for Dustin, and this is from Bill in La Habra. It says, what pound bluefin can a Penn Fathom 40 comfortably land? And then also, what do you think is the highest end of that reel? Like, how big of a reel, like, how big of a fish should we kind of stop attempting when we're fishing with that Fathom 40 narrow?
Well, that reel certainly has been put to the test over the last couple of years. I think a Penn Fathom 40 narrow is ideally fishing like 40 to 60 pound test. That's not to say that we haven't fished 80 pound and sometimes heavier on it. I mean, it's an economical reel to purchase to still target trophy sized tuna. You definitely, when you hook the big ones, you're definitely putting the reel to the test. But having said that, the next size down reel is a Fathom 30. And last year, Charlie, who runs the Pacific Voyager, purchased one of those one evening. I loaded it with 80-pound braid, and he caught a 200-pounder on it the next day.
Jeez.
And then went to catch two, I don't want to lie, and I don't have to. It was either two or three more 200-pounders in the first week that he owned that reel. And that's a Fathom 30, the next size down.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, he's a beast, obviously, and he knows what he's doing. But I think a Fathom 40 is a heck of a reel, and there's not a whole lot of fish that we hook that you don't have a good chance landing it.
All right.
That's
very
great.
Good. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. Let's talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Recently on Let's Talk Hookup, a question was asked of where to rig the assist hooks on knife jigs and I think it might have been Dwayne from Seasoned Sport Fishing, but the advice was just two on the bottom because, sometimes there's a cluster on the top, cluster on the bottom. I'm going to be re-rigging some, and I wanted to get Dustin's take on that.
Oh, man, have we seen so many different ways to put hooks on a lure the last 3 years. From the chandelier, which had 25 hooks and 6 treble hooks. And, I mean, for me, I don't know. It's hard to combat Dwayne because he's super successful. If we were putting 2 hooks on a lure, we would probably hang them off the top, right where you're connecting your main line. Again, that kind of comes back to the fouling situation with having hooks off the bottom of your jig and then fouling on your main line. But if I had the budget, I'd add 2 more to the bottom. So,
would you? Yeah.
I think that might be personal preference. Tell you the truth.
Yeah.
If I had 2 hooks, they're going on the top.
There you go.
If I'm on Dwayne's boat and he wants them on the bottom, I'm fishing them on the bottom.
Listen to the guy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here from Bill in Scripps Ranch, and he wants he heard Danny Wade on the show last weekend, which was a great show, and of course you being at Seaforth, Dustin, are Surface Iron Central there.
No doubt.
With the guys up on the bow of the San Diego. I mean, there's no place that's going to get more guys on the bow than guys on the San Diego and at a Seaforth. And he wants to know, Danny mentioned putting a piece of wire on his Surface Iron, and he wants to know what size wire, if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah, that's an old school trick right there. Piece of single strand. I think normally somewhere around like right above 40 pound, single strand wire. You do a haywire twist to your jig and a haywire twist to like a solid ring.
A small solid ring,
something to tie your line to. You can't just tie your line straight to a haywire twist. You just go right through your mono.
Yeah.
I haven't done a lot of that, but it sure can turn a mediocre lure into the best Surface Iron that you own in your box. You know?
And how long of a piece?
I think it's a couple feet.
Yeah.
18 to 24
yeah.
inches.
Yeah.
Like that.
Not much.
No, you just need, it's all about just giving it a pivot point a little bit further than the jig forward. And, you know, that wire is going to be have a lot less diameter than your mono. So it's just
gives it a little more action. Different action.
Yeah, it gives it the ability to swim back and forth without the resistance of the mono.
So you guys see it.
We do.
Yeah.
We don't do a whole lot of that in the shop. I mean, we will.
You'll haywire twist up a jig for people.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Good.
That's cool. Hey, another great text. This one was from Brian, and Brian, it's a great question, so I want to read it, but, man, no phone number, so got to have your phone number to get into that contest. But this was from Brian San Clemente. When Captain Matt Brawla and Gavin were in here, they were talking about their favorite way to fish a big flatfall being heavy spectra on the reel to a 150-pound or 200-pound wind-on and then connecting that right to their flatfall or their knife jig. His question is, what's the best way to connect that wind-on to your spectra, and then what's the best way to connect that heavy line to the jig?
Well, the wind-on to the spectra, ideally you're using hollow spectra. You could whip a loop at the end of your mainline spectra and then do a loop-to-loop connection to your wind-on. That's probably the most ideal way. That way, if something happens to your wind-on when you're out fishing, hopefully Rick's already sold you a few backup wind-ons, and you can just change your leader at the time. But from going to the wind-on to the lure, 150 or 200-pound, I think you're going to have to crimp. So mono, you might be able to tie 150-pound, but I'm assuming they're fishing fluoro for abrasion resistance, and you definitely have to crimp that.
Totally. Crimping gear all available? You got all the terminal stuff at the shop?
Yeah, we definitely do. We almost exclusively sell aluminum crimps for all this type of crimping. And we have all that in stock for sure.
Yeah, all right.
Go.
Well, let's try and sneak in one more call.
All right. How about we talk to Doug, calling us from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, is there any reason why they don't have a mail order for whatever, like if I buy a T-shirt or something like that, a jacket?
Like he wants a Seaforth Tackle Shop T-shirt.
Give us a call.
Give me a call. You'll send him one.
Yeah. We cater to a lot of, we have a lot of tackle shops chartering boats out of our landing. And, you know, we really try to just do everything through the brick-and-mortar store at this time.
Yeah.
But we're happy to, you know, if you want to wear a sweatshirt and you live in Wisconsin, I am happy to send it to you.
I'll tell you, one of the other reasons is shipping is getting astronomical.
Yeah.
You know, we used to do a ton of mail order, and it's just becoming not a viable thing to do. You can't ship a rod anywhere, like... The cost of shipping a rod in a tube is starting to approach the cost of the rod itself.
Really?
Especially if you get over 7.5 feet, because it won't fit on the shipper's conveyors. You know, we're seeing charges of $150 from UPS to ship it. That's like the raw shipping cost. It's like shipping is getting so expensive that it's just starting to not be a viable option anymore.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Just shipping a small reel box now is like $25.
Wow.
You know, you got to pay for the shipping, you got to pay for insurance, you got to cover it for the guy. Like, it's adding some really significant costs.
Yeah. So, but if you want the cool Seaforth Tackle hat, the T-shirt, the sweatshirt, just give them a call in the shop. What's the number?
619-224-JIGS. 5447.
224 jigs. All right, and that gets you right to the tackle shop.
Correct, yeah.
All right.
And, Brian, I did get your follow-up text, so we do have your phone number now. So you're back in.
Hey,
when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on that San Diego. We're giving away a full-day trip. You stay tuned. More with Dustin from C4 Tackle. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, Dustin's going to do us the honors of flipping the big coin again. Winner of a full day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Going to go to, do the big deal, going to go to a texter today. And congratulations, Scott and El Segundo. You are going fishing on the San Diego to C4. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. We'll send you that certificate, and you can go visit Dustin in the tackle shop and then hop aboard with Matt or Ryan on the San Diego and go catch some yellows or maybe even some tuna. You don't know. You don't know whether they're going offshore or staying at the Coronado Islands. But there's certainly potential for both. And, of course, C4 Sport Fishing has half-day, full day, overnight, multi-day. They have it all over there. And, of course, oh, and whale watching, too. Yeah.
Not at all.
Whales are still around, right?
Yeah, if you need to butter up your wife, to go fishing, you send her and the kids on the whale watching trip, and we'll take you fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and it's a big, beautiful boat, too.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to come and see you at C4 Tackle Shop, how do we find you?
1717 Quivira Road, or give us a call at 619-224-5447, or you can always get all that information off of seaforthlanding.com.
Yeah, and that's the direct number right to the tackle shop if you want to order some shirts and have Dustin send them to you.
Again, 619-224-5447.
47, all right. And then, of course, the actual landing is 224-3383.
You got it.
Yeah, so go either way. And, Dustin, always a pleasure having you, and lots of fun having good tackle talk here, because certainly the season is right upon us here, and it's time to start gearing up and going fishing.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right.
Great.
Very
lots
good.
Of fun.
All right. Well, we'll have you back tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., another great show for you. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters will be here. Benny is also a pro staff for all kinds of stuff.
For and everybody that's good.
Everybody that's good, he's on the staff, for sure. And he'll have all kinds of good Shimano info, AFCO information, Gamakatsu information, and more. That'll be a good one. Thanks to JP for manning the phones today and the board. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we will see you right back here, 7 and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.